always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
Yo, what's up? This is the Warrior Don Christian, man, and we are back. I hope y'all had a wonderful Christmas. Christmas definitely was a good look this year for the family, man. I just got to share this, man. My daughter, man, she was cracking me up, man. We got her some presents, and every present, she let out like a full scream every time she found out what it was, man. I mean, for a parent, that's one of the best feelings that you can have when you get something your kid is just going to scream about, man. And my daughter's three. So it was awesome, man. She did that the whole day. You know, and what we did, we just wrapped every single thing by itself. So it just said, you know, it looked like a lot. It actually was a lot, though, man. But praise God. Christmas, I got to kick it with some of the family members that I hadn't seen in a while. Also, it was my birthday, man. I'm another year wiser, another year older, man. I'm 28 now. I'm still a young gun in this game, man, but I'm still here to do nothing but lift the name up of Jesus, man. And we actually did this too as well. We got it in with my kids. We read the Christmas story to them from Luke chapter 2 so that they understood why we're getting these gifts, man. And I think that's important. And I'm big on this, y'all. My kids know that we don't believe in Santa Claus. I'm not even teaching them Santa Claus. Like, my daughter's 3 years old. Somebody said, "What did Santa get you?" She was like, "Nah, Santa don't give me nothing. Jesus gives me everything." And, you know, that's how we got to raise our kids, man, because the world's going to confuse them, man. We teach our kids about Santa Claus, but we don't teach them about Jesus, which is a huge problem, man, and we got to make sure we fix that. But today, we got one of the members from Rhyme Council, man. Big Phil, all the way from Florida, Jacksonville, Florida. I know, at least I think he's from Jacksonville because of the area code 904. And that's really what's up, man. We're going to talk to him about what's going on in his life, the album that's set to release in just a few weeks. We definitely want to hear about that. Also, we're going to talk about the topic of the day, and now is the time, is the topic of the day. And instead of waiting around hoping things happen, you know what? You need to get up and say, now is the time, man. What do you have in your hands that you can use for what God has for you to do right now? Let's check that out right here on Yada the King Radio. You got music? Send it to me, baby. I'm going to go to one of these jams, man. Jeeta featuring Pastor 83. Praise him. Let's get it.
Yeah.
Holla. Luca.
A lot of times we don't even give the Lord all the praise that he deserves, but he's so worthy of praise.
Yes. Dear Lord, I partake about your presence, your favor to watch against another truly is amazing. Contemplating, got me to grow out how many times to read, really, really give it you worship and share a testimony. I should get on your knees and pray and meditate on the word from my God, with a soul, and let it suck up with your eyes closed. And I know somebody don't like that, and I know the flesh wanna fight that, but I know the Christ is King, and I gotta give it up to my Lord and my Savior. Shalom, I glorify you. Shalom, I lift you up, and I put no God before you. Even though this road is cut, I could have been broke. Could have been choked, hanging from a rope, coked out, doped out, smoking, living in sin, and never given a chance to win a body chopped up somewhere in the ocean. But I'm still here, good help, still here. The pops are shots, but I'm still here. Car crash, but I'm still on. And that's because of grace that now you see my face. No deeds I could have done to be up inside this place. Lord, you're so sovereign. I lift you up, life's architect. Praise him. I praise him through the day. I praise him through the night. Lord, you're so awesome. I lift your name up high.
I do a dance like David when I worship him. It's like I become one with ya.
so bold like malicious. All my problems run away, rivers, when I feed off the word scriptures. Yeah, it feel like time stops, basking in your presence zone, never wanna stop. Glory, I praise him through the day, I praise him through the night. Lord, you're so awesome, I lift your name up high.
From the place of the burning of flames,
his name is Jesus, so I'm fireproof now. The heat that I'll be on is that fire truth now.
So I keep walking, keep talking, keep praying, praising his holy name. Keep grinding, keep moving, keep pushing, running this holy race.
This ain't no secret, homie,
I'll rep it to the nation.
Praise is what I do,
yeah, it's my occupation.
I praise him through the day,
today.
I praise him through the night.
Foremost, yeah, I just want to thank my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and thank my teammates, you know, for believing in me and believing in each other for 60 minutes. And, you know, I think referring to that last drive, I think it was just a bunch of guys that kept fighting and that had been knocked down a bunch of times but continued to get back up. And, yeah, I'm just so proud of those guys for their resiliency, their patience, and their determination. Foremost, yeah, I just want to thank my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
On a plane to Denver is where I wrote this. Yeah. Move out a mile high. You can quote this. You see me praying. I think I'm Tebow. Yeah. I think I'm Elway. Yeah. I run plus throw. What? Hall of Famer, yeah. That's the future. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God's the boss. So you can read my mouth. He's my owner with no lock. I'ma make it simple so you can get the picture. Faith and hard work, dog, that's the mixture. I keep the country like a haystack. Never quit, ask Miami about to come back. Not cause I'm good, but my God is greater. A big God bless you to all my haters. I'm the best out of Florida since the Gators. Take a knee, bless the Lord, that's the Savior.
T-E, take a knee, B-O,
take a knee,
W,
take a knee,
I-N-G,
take a knee,
I'm T-Bowing,
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 I won't lose,
I'm T-Bowing.
Journalists ask how he do it, they think it's odd, they call it magic. But it's all God,
Jesus.
I give honor to Christ when I hit the mic, it's repetitive, keep it right,
yeah.
You know you need to hear it,
yeah.
Y'all need to know, without the Savior, I am nothing, bro,
yeah.
I'm a natural
man,
but God got me super,
yeah.
I don't need the force, I'm a strong trooper,
yeah.
I'm going fishing, not for grouper, trying to get you clean, without the loofah. You think I'm losing, you better watch the clock. Before the game is over, we come out on top.
Yeah,
I'ma never forfeit. Keep believing.
Yeah.
Work hard
on my game.
Yeah.
Keep achieving.
Uh-huh.
Never count me out. I'ma keep on coming.
Yeah.
2-point conversion.
Virgin.
You know I'm running.
T-E,
take a knee.
B-O,
take a knee.
W,
take a knee.
I-N-G,
take a knee.
I'm T-Bowing.
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 I won't lose.
I won't lose.
T-Bowing.
Yeah. Christ. I want to thank my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Chase's Devotional. Are you looking for passionate intimacy in your walk with Christ or seeking for more in your Bible study? These devotionals are to be read and applied to change the hearts and minds of God's children, herself included. By using her imagination and her love for writing, her fresh stories infused with the word come from the heart of God. You want Chase's newest devotional? Join her mailing list. Chase's Devotionals. Adjusting your focus with your daily walk with Christ at genuinelife.com. Come on over to yachtoftheking.com. Live every Thursday, 5:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8:30 Eastern. Definitely want to get it in with us, man, as we interview the best in gospel urban music. Check out the Fun Facts segment, man. You don't want to miss this. Catch up on our interviews and Chase's devotional. Subscribe to the email list, man, and see what's popping on Twitter and Facebook with us. You dig? Your home for banging music, uplifting Christ and abundant life. Yachtoftheking.com.
This is Scoop Walker and Grill 'em for God. We're here today with Andy Blunder, who stands out as a Christian.
Thanks, Scoop. That's Bolander.
Right. So tell us, Mr. Blunder, what makes you different?
Well, I just read my Bible and pray, Scoop.
Without using bumper stickers, people still know you're a Christian. Why?
Well, it's kind of amazing, Scoop, but every morning I read the Bible and pray to God, and God takes care of the rest.
Is it the church you go to, a certain Bible study you attend?
Well, those help, Scoop, but I find that prayer and the Bible really help me to get close to God.
Come on, Andy. What do you really do?
Well, I'm telling you, a prayer.
Andy, our listening audience really wants to know your secret.
Fine. I stick my feet in cold spaghetti and read the Bible and pray.
So that's the secret. Cold spaghetti.
And prayer in the Bible.
You heard it here first, folks.
No, I was joking.
To get close to God, Andy says cold spaghetti.
No, it's prayer in the Bible.
Another message from Lifeline Productions, the comic strip of radio at lifelinepro.com.
I want to give a shout out to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That was a sample that they got in there from Tebow. That song is called T-Bowing from Big Phil's homie, Brinson. I tried to get some of the cats from the 904 area code, Jacksonville, in the mix. And a shout out to the homie, Brinson, man. His song is actually on ESPN right now, man. And he's getting hits, man. What do you think about that, Big Phil, the Brinson Tebow song, the whole Tebow thing? I know you wanted Tebow, man, because you was down there. So what's up?
Oh yeah, man. Shout out to the boy Brinson, man. That was a very smart move, but also an encouraging move for the dude Tim Tebow, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Good look, ESPN grabbing the interview and really trying to give the song an opportunity to make it, you know, make the airwaves in the secular stream, man. So
wow.
I really do appreciate that. You know, I wasn't a Tebow fan, man, till this year. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, even though I'm from Florida, I can't stand the Florida Gators with nothing in me. You know what I mean? I'm a Seminoles fan, but so, you know, I really didn't like Tebow, but
yeah.
I respected him because one, he was a Christian and a believer of the Lord Jesus, and two, he had a heart. He can't never deny that. So shout out to Brinson and Tim Tebow.
Tight, man. So this is what we do. Yacht of the King Radio. We love to hear people's testimony, man. And right now, Big Phil, your opportunity to share your testimony with us, man, here at Yacht of the King Radio.
Yes, sir.
So,
yeah,
welcome.
Man.
No, you good. Go ahead.
Yeah, man. First of all, man, I just thank y'all for the opportunity, for real. My testimony, man, it's a very, very interesting, but, you know, it sounds like the typical, but it's not to me because it's what God, you know, did in my life. Just a young boy, young teenager, just chasing the American dream, or what we think is the American dream, you know, when it comes to entertainment, stardom, money, you know, sex, drugs, all of that, you know, thinking that that was the lifestyle at a young age because of the environment I grew up with in a real rough area in Jacksonville, Florida. So, you know, I come from a place where brothers didn't have an idea of what a college degree was, but they could tell you all day how to break down cocaine, you know what I mean, or tell you how to steal the next pair of Air Jordans or whatever you call it, you know what I mean? So trying to find my way through life at a young age, started doing the music, thought the music was something that I was going to be doing and really taking off and, you know, going here and going there. And at the age of 15, man, I had an opportunity to sign with Slip and Slide Records. It's a Miami-based record label,
yeah.
That started off with artists like Trick Daddy, and now they have artists like Rick Ross as well. God just, he had his hands on my life, man. He began to call me. I started going to this church just to go, and the only reason why I was going because my girl was going there. They had women there, had food. You know, I was a very, you know, I was a very heavy on the marijuana, on smoking, you know, smoking pot and things like that. And,
yeah.
You know, so that's why I would go, man, to chill. I would go to church to hang with my girl, and I knew they was going to feed me. You know what I mean? So look how God just uses things like food and church. You know, and people take it, you know, for granted. They laugh at it to the day, but it wasn't necessarily those things. It was what the people showed me when I got there, the love of Jesus. And it was a predominantly Caucasian church. Well, the area I come from is no Caucasian people there. It's predominantly black. And my attitude towards them was like, you know, how are they going to accept me? How are they going to take me? How are they going to look at me? Mm. I've always been a big guy. I've always been a big dude and always been feared that I was going to hurt, harm. So to see them embrace me, to show me how much they loved me and cared about me, they came and visited me in my neighborhood where the dope boys on the corner. And they weren't scared. They weren't scared of the violence. They came and they accepted me, man, and they showed me the love of Jesus like never before. And that's why I truly believe my heart is so big for people, because of the seed that was planted in me at such a young age when I came to know the Lord Jesus. So it was just a constantly praying and constantly fellowshipping with them. And before I knew it, man, I found myself on the floor, face down, asking this God to help me, to save me from my ways, save me from my sin. I had just lost a friend in the streets, the group that I was with, we were bumping heads because, you know, I didn't necessarily want to do the whole Superstar Records thing. I had an opportunity to work with Def Jam as well. They were starting Def Jam South, things like that, and it was just crazy how you would think that you missed an opportunity, but that was the blessing of my life. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't trade in a deal. I wouldn't trade in an opportunity to collab with any single artist for my salvation, man. And it is such a blessing to know that God said, no, I had a different route.
Praise God.
I think you're going to go this way, but I'm going to go this way. He began to chase me, man. He began to just to come after me in a way like never before, to the point to where I couldn't do nothing but surrender to his call, to his will. And I asked the Lord Jesus, man, to save my soul. Mm. And from then on, it's been me and him. It's been rocky, but it's been me and him definitely all day.
And that's what's up, man. I like the fact that you weren't an artist trying to define yourself in the world. You actually made a decision to say, hey, I'm not even going to go that route, man. And that's a blessing, bro, man. Well, this is what we're going to do, man. That's his testimony, man, a great testimony of how if we show the love of God, it can impact and change people's lives, man. So make sure you're showing the love of God. Big Phil, man, we're going to go to your song right now, Not My Aim. Talk to me about this right here, man. What's up?
Oh, man, this is one of the songs, man, I first did, man. It's off the mixtape. I'm still kind of pushing it out because everybody love it. The buzz is good. But it came off the 3 a.m. the mixtape. And it's just a song just pretty much talking about what I was just talking about as far as my testimony. How it's not my aim to get fame, it's not my aim to get money. It's my aim is to point you to the cross, man. And a lot of people thought that, you know, even me doing the Christian hip-hop thing and me doing the the hip hop thing that I still was chasing after limelight and chasing after my peers. And it was a time that I really was looking for my peers to accept me. Yeah. And God changed my heart in the midst of me writing the mixtape. And that's where this song, Not My Aim, came from. So wow. I hope y'all enjoy it, man. It's an oldie, but definitely a good one.
All right, so we're going to hop into this joint. Our special guest, Big Phil, live with us right here at Yada the King Radio. Let's get it in, y'all.
Hey, 3 a.m. Mixtape. Big Phil. That's not my name. Yep. The return of the real, my words you will feel. Not because of my skills, man, I look towards the hills. My father got this gang lock tighter than your wheels. Blessed in his presence, price higher than your bills. For real, I ain't even focused on the meal. My waters run deep, you can call me a Navy SEAL. See, I'm swimming in his presence, doing that breaststroke. Instead of swimming in my sin, doing that death stroke. My focus is the scene where that coke turned to green. I'm preaching to the thugs in the club sipping lean. It's all about Christ, so we gotta let them know. If three come to follow, then we gotta get them four. Let's go, let's go. Philly, Philly in a booth just for show. Big Phil, let them know. That's not my name, I tell them yo. They call me Big Phil, yo.
Son of Rhyme and Rockers, yo. Son say he out the door, I tell him yo.
He put me back in the oven. Said I wasn't through cooking from all the girls I was loving. I was pushing and shoving. You could call me a Jacob, trying to speed up the surgery. Wasn't ready to wake up, but now I'm fresh out the makeup. My cross, I'm ready to take up. If Christian rap got a face, you can call me the makeup. Yeah, they want me to change up. Want your boy to go hard. Want me to meet Dr. Dre when I want them to meet God. They say Jay-Z will be nice. You should holler at The Rock. Man, I'm trying to get these souls off the block. You should holler at 50 then, go get with the dips. I'd rather talk to the Bloods, homie, and pray with the Crips. Put some ones on my feet with an ice out chain. With a new era fitted, I'm cool with the whole thing. Long as they can hear me spit that Christ on the track. And if they can't get the message, they can have it all back. They call me
Big Phil, hot, yo. Some around the rock and short. Some say he out the door, I tell him no.
Big Phil,
Big Phil,
I mean, you have a real issue with what they call you.
Say,
I mean, they say you
don't know.
I tell them,
I tell them,
you don't see.
I don't want,
but you know they don't really.
I tell them,
I mean, like, what you really gotta say about
it.
You know what they talk about.
That's not my name, that's not my name.
I'm a soldier. See, I thought I told ya. The fame is not my aim. I refrain from talking over you. I'm getting older, dude. My maturation has allowed me to get over you. See, I hold the truth, and I'm coming for your playlist. Top 5 MCs. I ain't gotta make that A list. Coming with the basics, fruits of the spirit. Right into my words, 'cause the fruits in my lyrics sweeter than some cake mix. Rappers better take 6, 5 minutes of prayer. 1 minute, get your face fixed. We're not like the world, and I know the truth. And I ain't gotta take jigger swag inside the booth. I got that headache flow, take a couple Advils. And I ain't gotta borrow Young Jeezy's ad-libs. Jackville, that's where I'm from. But right between that two, that's where I place the sun. Hey, yeah. That's not my name. I tried to tell him. Ain't about me, homie. Don't be mad at the guilt. You wanna blame somebody, blame God. Huh? Yeah.
You better tell
him. I'm just him. Just to represent him. To glorify him.
That's not.
Yep.
How about it? How about it? And a rebellio.
Tell your mama that the big
yeah,
boy
if I rebel.
You.
How about it? How about it?
How about it? How about it? And groaning for the sons of the king. How about it? The beast roaming into the ring. How about it? Time to grab the stones and the sling. How about it? Huh? How about it? What? How about it? Yeah, the elephant is in the room. Can't set up a peanut since I came out of the tomb. It's not in the room for those who aren't consumed by the living water that is satisfying the groom. The bride's all fitted, deny all critics, defy all limits, cause the cry's authentic. Infiltrating the game, they be reinvented. We seek independent, the king's people will win it. To my lieutenants, generals with the business, a high rebel salute for your commitments. Breaking religious systems, trying to prevent his throne from being with. Witness the midst of other sickness. A new wit sense tapped into his richness. Let their lips flap, rebel got a quick glimpse. An equipped prince ruling when a pen drips. And revealing the sun where the eclipse sits. I'm groaning for the sons of the king, how about it? The beast roaming into the ring, how about it? Time to grab the stones in the sling, how about it? Huh? How about it? What? How about it? Time for us to step in our place, how about it? Grab the kingdom, best it awaits, how about it? The generation seeking its face, how about it? Huh? How about it? What? How about it? Follow the leader, refuse to fuse with Egypt. Flip through the history's news, I am collegiate. Recognize the signs of the times and what they're speaking. Hear all the lies and they rhymes leak through the speakers. My competitive edge is a double blade. See the sedative plague spread in these troubled days. I'm ahead of the wave, seeing the puddle raise. Busy aligning myself, grew through a humble phase. Manage his presence well, ark of the covenant. Mark for his government, pure hearts that are governing. Burning through your oven mitt, bread's in the game now. Come feast, my brothers get in your lanes now. And the rebels been loving this fast track. Number one investment, got more than my cash back. Counterfeit kingdoms crumble over the Nasdaq. Ain't a matter of talk, power we blast back. They groaning for the sons of the king, how about it? The beast roaming into the ring, how about it? Time to grab the stones in the sling, how about it? Huh? How about it? What? How about it? Time for us to step in our place, how about it? Grab the kingdom, cause it awaits, how about it? The generation seeking its face, how about it? Huh? How about it? What? How about it? There's new dynamics to factor in. It's more than rap, my friend. The million is to apprehend. Okay. Influence all sectors that we active in. Trials is a given, extreme pressure we practicing. Friends of the master, master past we transferred in. Bear fruit through the truth, becoming massive stems. This ain't a passive gym. Rebels quite aggressive when teaching the class to win. So get your masters then. I'm summa cum laude in the body. Switch lanes, a Maserati, his spirit rising inside me. So doing what's ungodly, his tile, we moving laundry. Way peculiar with the approach, maneuver oddly. On the land we encroach, ready to take it. And once it gets swept clean, we'll leave it vacant. And if the seven return, we'll be to make it. No son of Sceva, believe us, let's make a statement. They groaning for the sons of the king, how about it? The beast roaming into the ring, how about it? Time to grab the stones in the sling, how about it? Huh? How about it? What? How about it? Time for us to step in our place, how about it? Grab the kingdom, cause it awaits, how about it? The generation seeking its face, how about it? Huh? How about it? What? How about it? They groaning for the sons of the king, how about it? The beast roaming into the ring, how about it? Time to grab the stones in the sling, how about it? Huh? How about it? What? How about it? Time for us to step in our place, how about it? Grab the kingdom, cause it awaits, how about it? The generation seeking its face, how about it? Huh? How about it? What? How about it?
How about it? Sharp skills. How about it? That's what's up, man. The homie. What up, Sharp? Stand up, Lakers. I know you a Lakers fan, so that's what is up. I don't know, though. The Lakers is looking like... I know the season just started, man, but... getting rid of Lamar Odom, to me, was a bad look, man. But... We got a good look right now. The homie Big Phil with us, man. I got you with me, man. We chilling, brother. Let's go ahead and chop it up, man, about you... As an artist, I'm gonna ask you this might be a tough question to answer, but why do you do Christian rap, man? Why?
To be honest with you, it's not tough to me. My life belongs to the one who saved me.
Yeah.
So in everything that I want to do and all my acknowledgments and all. Of my walking and all of my talking and all of my dancing, singing, shouting, whatever it is that you do, I do it for the glorification of the Lord, man.
Yeah.
He saved me. He saved me. I must tell his message. I must tell people about him.
Mm.
So if I'm not verbally speaking it just on a conversation level, if I'm singing it, I'm singing it about him. If I'm rapping, I'm rapping it about him. It's not hard for me, bro. You know, and not every song is filled with 30 Jesuses and 40 Apostle Pauls and Romans and Thessalonians and Revelation and 1 John, but it's filled with the walking revelation of the Word of God.
Good.
From experiences through myself, from experiences from other people that I grew up with, my community, from my family. And it all leads to the road of the cross, man, all day, every day.
Man, I like that, man. And I'm going to ask you this too, man. With a lot of people in today's society, even people that go to church, a lot of people are like, Christian rap is weak. Still, for some reason, I don't know why, but they still are like this. They following the world. Now, you as an artist, you actually were going to be signed, as you said in your testimony, to Slip and Slide Records with Trick Daddy, now who holds Rick Ross. They wanted the talent that you had, but since you made the decision to live for the King, did your talent just go away, or what does that say about the gift that God has given you, man? Talk to me about that.
Oh man, it definitely did not go away, and I definitely when I say this, now I definitely want to get this point across, and I try to get this point across to other artists, man, and to different artists and guys that want to do this. That feel for pride and wanting to be out in front and fame, and it's not going to just go away, brother. It's not going to just go away like that. In my instance, it did not. I struggled with it. I still struggle with it.
Mm.
And any individual that tells you that's doing this music that doesn't still continue to fight and doesn't continue to deal with himself on a fleshly basis, he's straight up lying. I don't care what nobody has.
Can I get an amen?
It is very difficult to deal with being out in front of people all the time and giving messages about the Lord, messages of that give people hope and inspire people. People look up to you. You're an example. You're a model, whether you want to or not.
Mm.
So it definitely is a struggle at times to not get caught up in the ability of man.
Yeah.
And understanding that it is by God's Spirit that we are doing this, and through his message is where the glory is returned, not in who the individual is giving the message. A lot of times we trip up and fall, and please, you know, understand me. I'm not so far off that I don't understand that honor is due in guys that are repping the Lord.
Yeah,
I definitely believe in that. I'm an advocate for, you know, definitely shooting brothers out and giving encouragement and thanking brothers that's out in the forefront and that's going hard and hasn't changed their message, man. So I definitely believe in that. But any one of those guys will tell you, listen, it is only by God's Spirit and his word that I'm able to sustain myself and able to keep my integrity and able to show the love of Jesus, man.
Amen.
And not by my own ability. I can't tell somebody about somewhere or something that I don't have a relationship with, or that I don't normally visit. So, you know, it definitely is a struggle. It was a hard struggle at first. But you know, now I've grown in the Lord. I've grown, period. And a lot of things that that matter to me don't matter to me anymore, and I'm happy to tend in the Lord Jesus. So definitely is a struggle, man, and I pray for these young brothers, because I'm telling you and I'm telling them now, yes, it was definitely a struggle, but it took hard work, it took fellowship, it took accountability with other brothers, it took the word of God, staying in it, it took lots and lots and lots of prayer, a lot of prayer, a lot of prayer. I don't care what nobody says, If you don't talk to the Lord, he can't deal with you if you don't spend time with him. That's how I feel about it.
Oh my goodness. And Big Phil, this is his first time on the show, but you got a lot of 21 gun salutes, baby. And for those that are just listening, when the 21 go off, that mean that flesh need to die some a little bit. You know what I'm saying? So make sure that flesh is dying off. I like what you had to say, man. I think that a lot of times people will overlook that, the pride issue, also them being a minister. And let me ask you this, man. Does that mean everybody that's a Christian rapper has some sort of ministry attached to them? What do you think about that, man? Because that's something that a lot of people kind of, you know, go either way on. You know, what do you think personally, Big Phil?
I wouldn't say so. I mean, I feel like, you know, there's certain guys that God has chosen to go one way and he's chosen other paths for others. You have your lane. Use the lane that he's giving you, whether that's every Saturday you out on the corner step just freestyling about the Lord, or whether you're in front of 5,000 to 10,000 people on a weekly basis repping the Lord Jesus. So I don't think everybody from a ministry standpoint, when I say ministry, going into by having a CV and you know, I want to do my own label and start my own ministry. We're going to get out. We're going to travel and go on tour. But ministry, man, ministry is exactly what it is. It's ministry. So I'll correct myself and say, yes, there is a ministry in it, because the minstrel is the individual that God is using. So if you're choosing to rep his name, then please believe, if you're going to put it out there, somebody will listen. Somebody is going to listen. Somebody is watching. Yeah. So whether that's your best friend or just your group of the guys that you have, or whether that's a nation of people. So that's how I feel about it. And all things, though, rep him. Rep him hard.
That's what's up, man. And Big Phil's repping him hard. He had the 3 a.m. mixtape. Talk to me about the album, man, that's about to release. Let us know the release date, man, and all that, man, so people can go definitely pick that joint up.
Yeah, man, go get the album, Stadium Status, man. We dropping January 17th, man. I definitely I'm sticking to this release date. I'm not changing it. I'm sticking to it. Stamp of approval. I let a lot of my supporters down by not releasing on December the 6th, like my intentions were. But I want to make sure that the music was had the best quality that we could possibly get it in this time frame. I've learned a lot for putting out this album. I've learned a lot of the things to what to do and what not to do. And we're coming, man. January 17th, man. We will be dropping. We will definitely be dropping Stadium Status music. Check it out. You will not regret it. It will be an experience in itself. And I hope you guys are blessed by it, man. But we coming. Rhyme Council, RCMG the gang, man.
All right, RCMG. You had your homeboy Cambino say that on the joint. I heard him. That's what's up. All right, man, let's do this, man. Let's go into that song that you got called He Is. Talk to me about this track right here, man. What's up with this joint?
Yeah, man, He is a joint that is definitely on the album. I teased, released it early in the summer, but it will be one of the songs on the album, Stadium Status. And it's just pretty much talking about giving glorification to the Lord, man. About knowing who we are and understanding that by knowing who we are, we got to know who he is, man. That's pretty much what it's talking about. Just repping the Lord in a major way. I got my man Tragic Hero on there. Shout out to the boy RCMG the gang. We got him all day. So, you know, that's pretty much what it is, man. It's just a song just uplifting and just repping the Lord hard.
Tight, man. So let's get into this. He Is by the homie Big Phil featuring Tragic Hero on Yada the King Radio. Let's go.
Rhyme Council, Christ Representer. Yeah, let's get it.
12, what up? First of all, giving honor when it's due to the God Elohim, who's higher than your team, higher than your king, LeBron. Compare him to that dude, man, what kind of mess you're on? Y'all obviously chopped and screwed like them block boys do. Christ represent a ride council rock boy crew. And I ain't talking Sean Carter administration, but connecting you with God, reconciliation. Christ Jesus is the door to this visitation, so I'm celebrating my affiliation. I can't lose, cause he's my everything. So I choose to lose because he is my everything. Matthew 16:25, hear it loud and clear. You can't take this life with you when you're out of here. The world is Cleveland, so your boy's leaving. And I'ma rep Christ until the day I stop breathing. Real spinners, truth givers, we are. He came, he lived, and we saw. We are his because he lives, so we only we are because he is. Get your hands up, get your hands up. Get your hands up, get your hands up. We are his because he lives, so we only we are because he is.
Nothing in that radio, standing in the burial. Took it from milk to meat, I threw the count inside your cereal. You should know them by their deeds, that's a different breed. You see right there's a metaphor, liquor, similar similes. So we lit a light, we gon' undercover, camouflage. Unapologetic, so we bloom like tulips out of gloss. Showered in his love, no drama in his soap. Just a puppet show starring Obama, Dan Hope. Revolutionary train of thought, now let your brain abort. See that in my melon, yelling, felt inside your heart, you can't ignore it. Demassive, you hear living water passing through a passage, we're all ears. We've been holding to our glasses for a minute, you should toast to this. If the world's a puzzle, figure that we ain't supposed to fit. Put me in the muzzle through the darkest of the skies. You can see that even stars shine. We stand behind our bars like we do in hard times.
Real spinners, truth givers, we are. He came, he lived, and we saw. We are his because he lives, so we only we are because he is. Get your hands up, get your hands up. Get your hands up, get your hands up. We are his because he lives, so we only we are because he is.
Yo, you ready, kid? Yo, let's do this, man.
Got him!
I ain't never gotta be persuaded. Oh, I'm telling you, my mind is made up. I ain't new to the game, I ain't here for the fame. I'm just trying to live life right.
Yeah.
Never been a fan of diamonds and pearls. Need a little more regard in my world. When he showed me the light, I was down for the ride. I said,
I ain't gonna be persuaded.
When I'm broken, I'm best. Words are most potent when I'm quoting that text. When my mind is in check and I'm living that life. Spitting that light and I'm gripping that mic. When I focus on him, when his cross is my cross and his praises I sing. Y'all ain't gotta convince me that Christ is the king. The reason death lost its sting. Jesus is more than magnificent. The antithesis to the curse that we've been smitten with. He the physician for my condition. The perfect picture of life is Christian. I'm recommending repentance to any and all who listen. Never assume that your hourglass is full. Glass gets shattered when the trigger get pulled. And cash don't matter when the minutes run out. You still got questions, let me shatter that shout.
Got him. I ain't never gotta be persuaded. Oh, I'm telling you my mind is made up. I ain't new to the game, I ain't here for the fame. I'm just trying to live life right. Never been a fan of diamonds and pearls. Need a little more regard in my world. When he showed me the light, I was down for the ride. I said,
I ain't gotta
Tell them all.
I live life between a rock and a hard place. A man lost, my camouflage was hardest to face. My masquerade made from the lies my past taught me. Get sick to my stomach thinking of what that path brought me. A fuzzy picture I never made quite clear. You live in a dream only to die in its nightmares. But I'm alive, so I ain't gotta be convinced. Cause the God who guides me got me content. And I don't try it all, but at the end I couldn't define me when everything that I need is in him. Therefore I ain't a fan of the pipe dream. Enough to leave a sure thing for how good the opposite might seem. No need of a pardon on the speech or the means of imparting the heart of the redeemed. It ain't easy, the path of a believer, but the grass ain't green on the other side either. Yeah,
I never gotta be persuaded. Oh, I'm telling you, my mind is made up.
Yeah.
I ain't new to the game, I ain't here for the fame. I'm just trying to live life right. Never been a fan of diamonds and pearls. Need a little more of God in my world. When he showed me the light, I was down for the ride. I said,
I ain't gonna be persuaded.
Yo, one time ain't enough. I die to myself daily cause the crime rate is up. I'm focused on the future, got my mind made up. While these rap boys trying to get their shine game up. But what they don't know is money come, money go. Chasing that short paper with that funny style flow. I ain't just fly by night or the violent type. I live by faith and action, not by sight. When I walk through the valley of the shadow of the hood, attitude is testy, I wish you would. I'm the reverend, but I don't pop my collar. I don't hustle, my permission is to make that dollar. I was raised in the berry where the street talk to you. Where your brother pull a trigger, blow the heat right through you. If you fake, they see past you, straight up unmasked. You, that's why I spit the truth. Only thing that's everlasting, man.
Yeah,
I ain't never gotta be persuaded. Oh, I'm telling you, my mind is made up. I ain't new to the game, I ain't here for the fame. I'm just trying to live life right. Never been a fan of diamonds and pearls. Need a little more of God in my world. Hey, yo, Darnell, man, I just play it for him one time.
I ain't gotta be persuaded.
Yo, what's up?
What?
Christian hip hop has emerged.
Hello.
Define what is hip hop.
Yo.
The real hip hop.
Ladies and gentlemen,
get ready.
Has emerged.
What you waiting for? Let's go.
SNSSouth.com,
the online source for all hip hop.
This is the one.
CD reviews.
The latest news.
And your very own community profile.
Are you
SNSSouth.com, where you can shop the hip hop music store with free music downloads.
There's free music.
Listen to Christian Hip Hop Radio.
Watch videos on the TV network.
And more.
And more. And more.
At thesouth.com.
Thesouth.com.
You know who it is?
Thesouth.com. For the life in hip hop.
California.
Yeah.
West Coast
rapping. West Coast Fire is now online.
Hottest videos 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You feel me?
Video chat rooms.
Online community.
And most of all.
Yo.
Turn it up.
Jesus.
Yo.
Log on to WestCoastFire.com now.
Streaming online.
WestCoastFire.com. The dopest music resource on the West Coast.
West Coast. WestCoastFire.com.
You want the show on the go?
Get the Yada Da King radio app.
The quickest way to have the latest episodes wherever you are.
Available at the App Store and Android Marketplace.
Search Yada Da King Radio and download the app.
Features include quick call-in, easy streaming, and downloading.
And one-touch Facebook and Twitter connection.
Only $1.99. That's right, only $1.99.
Support and get yours, fam.
Don't hesitate and don't wait.
Macho featuring R. Swift. The song is Persuaded. I got Rhyme Council member right now, man. He's with me. Big Phil, man. We talking sports, though, man. You know Yada Da King Radio gotta talk sports. and the basketball season is in full effect. Talk to me, man. You said the Heat are not a killing team. They're not going to, and I'm not talking about gunshot killing, but they're not a finishing team. What do you think, man? Do you think they learned anything from last year? They're going to step it up, or you still think it's going to be the same?
They haven't learned yet, man. They're not a killer. They're not a finisher. D-Wade is a finisher, but D-Wade has chosen to share his team with people that are not killers. Mm. And when he did it, he had another killer. His name was Shaquille O'Neal. He was older, but he did it with him. He had other guys on the team that were willing to say he's the finisher. The big problem with their team is everybody want to be a killer, but everybody ain't a killer. We already know who the killer is, but the problem is the other guy, LeBron, is trying to convince everybody that he's the killer. He's not the killer. He's a talented ball player. Don't get me wrong. I take nothing away from his skill and his ability, but his heart is not there, and he doesn't know how to show his heart and show who's the real leader of that team. D-Wade has to show people, and he had to take it. And when he was taking it, he was tying him on himself out. Because if everybody played their part, then we know what to do. When Michael Jordan, when you watch any of the Bulls championship, everybody knows who's the killer. So what everybody does, everybody plays their part. And when it's time for the last stab to go down, for the barrel of the gun to be put down and shot, who kills? Michael Jordan. Mm. Nobody has a problem with it either. These guys haven't learned that yet. Hopefully they'll learn it, but I don't think he learned it yet. His post-game, LeBron is horrible. I heard he got some off-season work, but, you know, that's a whole nother thing. But it all goes back to heart, man.
Yeah, so you saying the Heat ain't gonna do it, but the Knicks are out the East, huh?
The Knicks are gonna do it by default, man, because those guys play to the depth. They're hard, they're aggressive, they're dirty. You know what I mean? And they're gonna play, and they're gonna keep playing. From a physical standpoint, I haven't seen a team that is just as physical as them in the East. And I like the Boston Celtics, and they have been the most physical team, period. A lot of teams don't like them because a lot of teams feel like they just too off the chain with it. But, you know, those guys are getting older, man. They can't really, you know, play like that no more. So it's going to be the Knicks, man. That dude started my beast, man.
Tight, like, man. So Big Field talking sports. We had to get our little sports segment in real quick. Big Phil, man, we're going to go on the topic of the day. And the topic of the day is now is the time. This is in our topic vault. If anybody wants to send a topic to us to talk about, you can send it to us at Yada the King. And that's on Twitter, at Yada the King, or www.twitter.com/YadaTheKing, or facebook.com/YadaTheKing. And we would definitely love to hear what you would like us to talk about. But today's topic is now is the time. Now, since we're in the New Year's resolution, people are like, man, as soon as the new year starts, I'm going to do all these things. But here's the notes that we have for this. We're not going to ponder on yesterday or worry about tomorrow. But now, at this moment in time, is the time for you to do the things that you said you were going to do. You said you were going to stop doing this. You said you would stop doing that. What are you waiting for? Well, now is the time. Big Phil, man. What is it, you know what I'm saying, when we say now is the time, what's the time for you right now? Something that you're dealing with or you're expecting God to do. What do you see yourself that you have to recognize now is the time to get things going?
Man, now is the time for me to definitely pay more attention to my health, man. Mm. Pay more attention to my diet, you know, my eating habits, and really get a hold of those and become more disciplined in that area. I'm a big guy. They call me Big Phil. But I definitely want to make sure that my family is healthy, and it has to start with me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so that's going to be one of the things that I definitely want to tackle. I tackled it at one point in time and stopped when I got real sick at one point in time, not because of I was losing weight wrong, but I just got sick, you know, that happens and things right. like that. But, and then I just kind of weaned away from it, man, and never really paid attention to it as the way I used to, as far as me exercising and, you know, me making sure I get a proper workout on a weekly basis, at least three, four days out of the week. So I'm going back to that, man. It is now is the time. I'm approaching a new age bracket. I'm not afraid to say it. I'm 30 years old, you know what I mean? And I'm not ashamed to say it, brother. So, you know, now I'm going into a new decade where you're going to deal with different things. Your body starts to change.
Yeah.
You can't do a lot of things that you used to do anymore. So now it's time for me, man, to try to trim up, trim down, back away from the salt, man. You know, a lot of my family members deal with hypertension and when it comes to blood pressure, things like that. You know what I mean? And so I definitely want to tackle that, man, and make sure I'm not passing up and down for my children, and make sure I'm going to be here for my children. You know what I mean? So that's it for me.
No, that's what's up, man. So with now is the time. A lot of times we procrastinate. We look around us and say, I don't have enough. But what would you say to somebody that is procrastinating on, even with their talents, even with some of the things God has told them to do, they're still procrastinating, not sure they have enough. What would you say to some of those people?
Oh, man, I'm going to tell you that procrastination is not just something we do. It is a disease, man. I'm going to do it to you like that. That's how I feel about it.
Yes.
Procrastination is a disease, man. And if you don't learn from anybody, learn from me. I've been making an album for 5-6 years, and I just put out this album. Mm. Now, do I believe it's the right time for this album to come out? Yes, I do believe it. But do I feel like that there's things that I should have done or capable of doing or what I should have done or what I should have handled differently and I chose to just be lazy about it? Yes. Procrastination, man, please make it your enemy. Please make it your enemy.
Tight, man. Big Phil said, not only is procrastination something we do, it is a disease. Man, I like that, man. For somebody that, let me ask you this. In your instance, did you feel that you weren't qualified enough to put the project out when you were trying to put it out? Did you feel you weren't good enough? What were some of the things that went through your mind? Because I know a lot of people are feeling that way with some of the gifts or just in life with some of the things God has given them.
Oh, man. I had a season of that, you know, wanting to actually understanding and this artist thing and knowing that, you know, it's easy to be heard on a CD, you know, and rap in a studio, but, you know, being an artist, man, that's the hard work. Being, you know, doing things like this, answering the tough questions, you know, investing in yourself, having a market plan, believing in people, knowing how to be patient, knowing how to win, knowing when the right time to drop this, knowing when the right time to drop that, knowing when to say this, knowing when to say that. So, you know, rapping is the easy part. Making a CD, that's the easy part, man. So a lot of those things that I failed to do hindered the actual coming out. Mm. Whether it was contractual obligations, me having relationships with other people in the past, dealing with record labels, and, you know, it fell through the back burner. It's not a priority. You know, all type of things, man. So, those things are going to happen. Those things are going to come. Just make sure that you are in communion with God, man, and allow His Holy Spirit to deal with you in a way that it doesn't frustrate you to the point to where you want to throw on the towel or give up. If you feel like this is something that you want to do and something that you're called to do, then you have to understand it. You have to study it. It's something you need to study. You need to keep grinding and working on the craft. Mm. You know what I mean? It's no sense in me. I want to play basketball, but I have no idea who Michael Jordan is. I have no idea who Kobe Bryant is. How am I going to say that that is something that I want to do, and I don't even know some of the greats? That obviously shows I have not studied the genre or studied the craft that I want to do. So I definitely believe in that, man. But dealing with the pressures of life, definitely ups and downs with relationships, not giving God 100% of my life, giving him 70 here, giving him 80 there. But, all of those things can hinder you, man. All of those things can be put in a way. And trust and believe, God's scripture, his word says, listen, God will not be mocked. Whatever man sows, he's going to reap. He would not be mocked. He's not going to place you in a place where he knows he can't trust you to be.
Yeah.
It just doesn't work like that. God, a lot of people don't like to hear me say it, but God is a God of ifs.
Yeah.
All day, every day. And if you won't believe me, look in the scripture. I can take you to the scripture. A lot of people say resist the devil and he's free. You can't do that if you don't submit to God. That's what it says before. Submit yourself to God. Then resist the devil and he shall flee.
That's right.
You know what I mean? He's a God of gifts, man. So you can't expect for a car to fall out of the sky, a deal to fall out of the sky, or your CD to go a platinum, or you sell this many units when you're not doing what he has already put in you to do. You know what I mean? You're not grinding as far as from a marketing standpoint or building a buzz or communicating, being going out and not being afraid to let people know, starting the campaigns here, doing this here, doing that there.
Yeah.
If that's where the grind starts. So knowing how to shake hands here, shake hands there. Understanding the politics of the game. The politics, even the Christian hip-hop music. The politics and gospel music. You know what I mean? And you got to know when to roll them and when to fold them. You know what I'm saying? Like the old country song say. So, but to the point to where you do not compromise your integrity and compromise who you are.
Man, that's good stuff right there, man. Now's the time. But get prepared. You know what I'm saying? Don't just sit there and don't do nothing, man. Start doing something now. Big Phil, we're going to go to your newest single, man, called I'm Gone. Talk to us about this joint right here, man.
Just another joint, man, that's just pretty much repping the Lord, but at the same time giving my standpoint from a missional standpoint. Just talking about how it's time to really step our game up, man. And, we had a saying that we're going hard or we're going in. Well, I'm gone. That's my saying. I'm already gone. I'm gone. So you've been saying I'm going hard. I'm doing that. I've been doing that. And I'm gone. You know what I mean? So that's the new saying for us. We're gone over here. You know what I mean? We're repping the Lord and we're repping them all.
Without further ado, let's get into this on Yada the King Radio. Here we go.
2011. Something new. Let's go. Y'all ready? Let's go. I'm gone, little homie, I'm gone. If you don't know by now, you know by the end of the song. I tell you, I'm gone.
I'm gone.
That's right, little homie, I'm gone.
I'm gone.
I'm out up in these streets, yelling greater is he. The heat is in the world, but what they say about me, I tell you, homie, I'm gone.
I'm gone.
That's right, little homie, I'm gone.
It's a great day to die. My flesh, they feel, why you fronting, why you telling lies? I got your favorite website ready with some brand new pics. I'm getting brand new in the spirit by reading that script. Ain't got time for that garbage. Oh yes, I'm speaking French. But he said go chase them dollars, cause right now you making sense. But he ain't making sense, he talking sideways. Okay, you got me on Thursday, but thank God it's Friday. Yes. See, we must pick our cross up daily. No ifs, and buts, or maybes. I don't care, they think we're crazy. This flesh can be so shady. So play cool if you want them. That First Corinthians 10:12 be quick to sneak up on you. And I'm getting stronger, but I battle every day. And I refuse to let it kill me, no matter what they say. See, I'm only passing through this earth, so I'm not here to stay. And this flesh won't have its way. I beat that coward up the day, and I'm gone.
I'm gone, little homie, I'm gone. If you don't know by now, you know by the end of the song. I
these streets, yelling greater is he than he that's in the world. But what they say about me, I tell you, homie, I'm gone. That's right, little homie, I'm gone. We going extra hard. I got the ace with me. I don't need no extra cars. Word to Brinson, but this boy's going extra guard. Changing the format. It's time to spit extra bars. It's time to give truth to our sons and our daughters. It's too many sheep being led to the slaughter. They going hard, but we already gone. So feed the immature if you already grown. But stay at home if you ain't representing or refuse to live the life that you pinning. Let's get back to repentance. We all have fell short, but I refuse to let that reason just keep me on the porch, standing before the course, ready to run this race. Too many shorty lows, they just running in place. We running to die, cause we are dying to live. We already gone. Y'all know what time it is, homie, tell ya I'm gone. Lil' homie, I'm gone. If you don't know by now, you know by the end of the song. I tell ya I'm gone. That's right, lil' homie, I'm gone. I'm out up in these streets, yelling greater is he than he that's in the world. But what they say about me, I tell ya, homie, I'm gone. That's right, lil' homie, I'm gone.
Everything you did and everything you done and everywhere you've been, forget it, everyone.
I feel like I'm high, don't even try. I got the wings, I swing until I know I'm fly. I can test the sky when I'm reaching, I forgot. You can testify, you can be the next in line. Tell my mama that I'm gone, tell her that I'm going home. Give my wife a kiss again, cause I ain't doing this again. I know that it hurts, for what it's worth, I do not belong to earth or this universe. When life is finished, it's finished, ain't no turning back. The light is bright as the dentist when you're on your back. I know that I'm saved, I know I'm a slave. Yeah, I disobeyed, but God got me out my grave. And I bet I could've done far better, but a dumb hard-headed rebel started his forever today. Me. I know that you disagree. You will never see my. I roll out my misery.
Dreams every night and every morning. They don't see this way I'm going.
I gotta go. It's the end of me. I know that you disagree. You will never see my. I roll out my misery. I said you would see, cause heaven is sweet. I'm levitated to the sky, no room for defeat. My life can't compare, I know I'ma finish there. My mind is on heaven, your mind is on minus seven. You ready to run in fear, I'm inviting you coming here. Like on 9-11, you thought you were I Am Legend. We weep and we gone, I need me a home. To each his own, but I can't leave him alone. Why they get a backs when I'm handing living tracks? They rather receive crack, I am giving facts. You acting like Steven, you wanna be stoned. Grab a little bit of weed, now they on a Patron. They think I'm a fraud, cause I don't run from the law. If it means it's pleasing God that I don't get myself involved.
And I'm having these dreams every night and every morning.
I gotta go, it's the end of me. I know that you disagree. You would never see my. I roll out my misery.
Dreams every night and every morning. They don't see.
it's the end of me. I know that you disagree. You will never see my soul. I roll out my misery. I left all my baggage, even my cargo. I left the money and the clothes and my cargo. I'm living evidence, cross the bridge where heaven is. This toes irrelevant, tippy toe where I never been. How I made my father proud, but before I'm not allowed. I ain't speechless, though I got a lot of mouth. Angels carry me, I know you need therapy. When you got food on your table without any charity. So am I crazy? You are welcome to my dreams. The hard drive that crashed the glass of your high beams. I am a witness to greatness. I'm giving roses to every empty vase. And I'ma look at their faces. Stand on the cloud and being crowded by angels. The way I wished it, yes. It's the end of me. I know that you disagree. You will never see my soul. I roll out my misery.
Dreams every night and every morning. They don't see this way I'm going.
I gotta go. It's the end of me. I know that you disagree. You will never see my soul. I roll out my misery.
And I wanna fly high to the sky. And I wanna fly high to the sky.
Yes, yes, Tragic Hero, where I'm going. Hey, I had to get a lot of your homies on here, man. You know how we do it, man. I like, yeah. You know, it's kind of how I do it, man. When I hear somebody, I'm like, man, let me throw some of the people that they rhyming with. Tragic Hero, man, I've been following him since he was young Joshua. Young Elijah, right?
Yeah,
my bad. My shout out to Young Josh. You know what I'm saying? Another young gun putting it down for the kingdom, man. And that's really what's up, man. So, Big Phil, we were just talking about it a little bit. I've seen you doing a lot of acting and a lot of the videos that Space Cherry or Good Look has put out. Talk to us about that, man. Do you see yourself doing, like, roles in movies and stuff, or is it just music videos? What's up, man?
whatever the Lord leads, man. He's definitely equipped me with talents. I love doing the actor thing as well. You know what I mean? Had a lot of experience in that, doing different plays and, you know what I mean, doing different productions. So, I'm ready and willing, you know what I mean? Whatever the time and opportunity comes, and if it's the Lord and if it's the right direction, I'm definitely down with it. But, yeah, we ain't stopping the videos, man. We trying to do movies, trying to do, you know what I mean, a production. Doing it all, man. You know what I mean? So he just kind of gave me the opportunity, man. Shout out to Space Cherry, GDLK, Good Look. They really respect my craft. So every chance they get, they give me an opportunity to really show my face. And it kind of just helps me from the standpoint of an artist. And it helps me from the standpoint of, you know, just people getting to know who I am. So, you know,
yeah.
I'm real encouraged by that, man. I'm real thankful about it. You know what I mean? So,
nah, that's what's up, man. He ain't doing no corny acting on the screen, so that's a good look.
That's a good look, exactly.
No pun intended. But check it out, man. Let's do this. I want to know, man, for the people that want to get the album, tell them again what the name of the album is, where they can go pick this up when it drops.
Yeah, the album comes out January 17th, man. Stadium Status Music, it'll be on iTunes, Amazon.com, eMusic. We're going to do a national release of that. So definitely, you can go pick it up those places. You'll also be able to get it from our website that will be launching very soon, at the top of the year to be exact, if I'm not mistaken, at rhymecouncil.com. The new website, the new look. So you'll be able to get opportunity to download the album from those places. And, hope you guys are blessed by it. I hope you enjoy it. I'm excited. It's my first album, my first album as a solo artist. So it's going to be great, man. I'm excited. It's going to be a good look for me.
All right, man. And what's coming up next for you, bro? Besides the album dropping, what else is popping off for you, man?
Oh, man. Besides the album dropping, just getting into different things in my life as far as ministry concern when it comes to teaching. I'm in taking a theology class right now and just really trying to grasp the understanding of making science and theology cohesive. A lot of times we have allowed the church and we allowed the world to separate those two,
yeah,
as if they don't go together, and they definitely go together. God
That's
has
good.
The science to everything that he's done in the supernatural. You know what I mean? So that, and just really just trying to be a better leader in my local church, man, with the young people. So, you know, when the album drops, we're going to try to get a little tour in. And after the, before I go on road with the tour, we're just going to get it in here, man, locally, and just try to get me an opportunity to pour more into the young people, start more classes and more sessions here so that young people can get a taste of the Bible and from a theological standpoint and still make sure that they understand it on a level that they can apply it to their own life. So that's what I'm excited about, man.
Wow, man. I appreciate it, man. Last words from you, man. Any that you would like to share?
Say it again?
Well, you got any last words that you would like to share with us, bro?
Oh, man. Last words, love God, hate sin all day. That's pretty much it. You know, love y'all. Thank you for the opportunity again. Shout out to Y'all Out to Radio. Don Christian, man.
Yeah.
We just gonna do it in a major way. January 17th, it's gonna be major. Big weather for a big guy, aka stadium status. Let go.
All right, bro, man. Thanks for getting it in with us, bro. We pray that you have a blessed night, bro.
Yes, sir. You too, man. Thank you again.
All right, life. Yada the King Radio. Got it in. Big Phil. Awesome interview. Let's go to this joint, man. Fidel. I always gotta throw a joint from him, man. I remember when Fidel, me and him, we were just chopping it up even before he started taking off, man. And he was like, man, this is the CDs I like, this is what I do. And I'm just glad to see where God got him at right now, man. This song right here is Club David. You know we're going to get into this joint. Featuring Cam on Yada the King Radio. Here we go.
David.
Club David.
Come on, man. Make
David.
Yourself comfortable.
Club David.
We Club David.
Suicidal, many idols have me idol. Devil checking on my vitals. Want me psycho, so I psycho them with psycho for the King of Kings. Bring them to the front, lift them up. How your entire crew, city, state will be amused by the one who removes and told Dev keep it moving. He oozing with love. Thug your blood, cut us others equal. Everybody, yaddy, yaddy, yay. All fell short. Gary Coleman, RIP, oh life, oh sight, oh God, oh my. How I love you, none above you. I give you all my praise. Amazing grace, amazing race. No one in my name, I stand in faith, I stand in praise. Like Drake, but God open them drinks. Now I'm seeing a light of day. I'm awake, la-di-da-di-day. We're already born, no gun, lest the word of God is gone. Against it is fire on the devil, rebel to this world. Yes, I is, they ain't even real. Mr. PFG, so Dr. Pepper, rep them till I D-I-E. OMG, no logo, OPP, G-O-D-B, owning me. Rolling three, Trinity, no matrix, I'm gonna make it. Marvin Sapp, white, black, Puerto Rican, Asian, all amazing. God's creation, God.
Club David.
David, Club 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 David.
We in the Club of David.
Club David, Club David, Club David.
Images, 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 images,
like a catch 22. I'm thankful for my sight, but hey, some things to come into my view. It's difficult to delete every image. It's like they go away for a moment, but then replenish. Recurring in my mind. No offense, but to my defense, sometimes wish I was blind. Cause then seeing evil wouldn't faze me. It really don't take a lot to have a cutie going crazy. A lot of y'all know the struggle. Sometimes what we look upon can invite trouble. It's like you take a photo, store it in your mind for a time when the devil catch you solo. He try to break you down solo. Seems every time you in the situation, time goes so slow.
So slow.
I gotta be careful, cause what I know, what I let enter, it either hinders or it helps me grow.
I don't mean to alarm you, but what you focus on can harm you.
Though these images are looking picture perfect, you gotta begin to think and ask yourself, is it worth it? Cause when it hits the surface, internet surfing, okay. Surfing on the internet, looking at pornography is messing up my intellect. In introspect, I'm thinking, yep. Thinking like the Titanic, as you can see, I'm sinking. Whoa. Sinking as I'm drowning, okay. Drowning in my own lust. It is time for confession, so now I need to own up. Even as a grown up, this picture is in HD. Memories in my mind that I'm wishing would escape me. Imaginary places that it takes me, which is clouding my vision, so now I need to break free. Cause being in bondage is something that is serious. And trust me, I know, I'm speaking from experience. And so I give this illustration like an open book. And so I'm praying this is something you don't overlook. Overlook.
I don't mean to alarm you, but what you focus on can harm you.
No exaggeration, look at your imagination. Based on what you see and view can lead you to infatuation, which ultimately in itself can lead to something else. And something else can lead you to seeking in someone's help. So guard your heart, because we know that it's a wellspring. And it's important that we fight until the bell rings. So be encouraged, cause you know you ain't the only one. In Christ Jesus there ain't nothing you can't overcome.
I know you're looking for some satisfaction. Feast your eyes on the main attraction. Look away, it's just a distraction.
Images, images. Huh.
I'm hoping you ain't taking this the wrong way,
yeah.
But instead taking heed to what the songs say. The truth always has a way of challenging our actions.
Images,
man.
Images. I don't mean to alarm you, but what you focus on can harm you.
Images right there. That's featuring D-Mob and Eric Cross on Yacht of the King Radio, The Creature Clan. I like that right there. Definitely, man. And hey, if you missed the interview, you can always go to yattheking.com. Check out these interviews and a lot of other interviews that we had, man. We had, since we got Big Phil, let me say we had C Straight on. His interview was an archived interview on the website. Brinson was on. We also had Straight and Narrow Clothing. I said C Straight already, but Straight and Narrow Clothing. We had the CEO come through, man, Mr. Harris. He came through and gave his testimony. He was ready to kill somebody. You got to find out what happened, man, and how he got his life turned around, man. It was a great testimony, man. And that's what I love about our radio show. We like to get it in on the testimony tip, hear how God saved them, some things that he saved them from, and really what God has them on today and what they're doing, man. Let's get on the topic of the day. Now was the time. You know what I'm saying? A lot of us, I would say even myself at times, we see ourselves pushing things back. And a lot of times it might be because we feel inadequate to do what we should be doing. And I think this is a great topic, especially as the new year is coming around. A lot of us are waiting to the new year to pull out the new year resolution. But a lot of times that doesn't work because it's only a new year's thing. But if you look at yourself right now and say, hey, man, I'm going to make a decision to push myself. I'm going to make a decision to better myself. I'm going to do things right now and not procrastinate. Then it definitely will change the way that you think. Right now, what I'm doing this year, what I just started actually 2 days ago, is practicing bass lessons. Now, I play the bass for the church, but practice, I don't like practicing, you know what I'm saying? And I could get away with playing at the church, but I was like, man, let me just really practice, man. Let me make myself better because I want to be better, number one, and I want to be able to utilize that in the music that I do. Another thing, man, is make sure I get up when it's time to get up to spend time with God. I mean, I know sometimes I'll be like, man, let me just wait, sleep in. But when my kids is up, it's hard to get in and pray. My kids are like, Daddy, what you doing? I'm like, I'm reading and praying. And they know it, man. And the thing that I really like, too, man, that I started doing was reading the Word with my kids. Now, they 3 and 2 years old. They don't understand everything in the Bible yet. But the thing that I really enjoy is hearing them say, Daddy, can you read the Bible to us before we go to bed? And that's something that my parents did to me, and I'm keeping that rolling, man. But don't hesitate. Even with your kids, don't say, man, well, I don't have to tell them about God until they're 6 or 7. Man, you got to tell them now, man. Now is the time that God wants to use you to whatever you have to do, whatever God is giving you. Now is the time to utilize that. You know, for somebody, it might not be the time for you to be in front of people, but it is now the time is to better yourself, to get yourself prepared, man. And don't let procrastination stop you. One of the things Big Phil said earlier, which I love, I had to tweet it out. He said, procrastination is not just something we do. It's a disease, man. And is procrastination holding you back from the plan that God has for you? Or are you going to seek out what God has for you, man, by going diving into that joint? You know what I'm saying? There's a dead ball, man. Who's gonna get it? You or the opponent, man? Let me know what's up. Yacht of the King Radio, we're getting it in. Also, you can get the iPhone and Android app, or the Apple and Android app, only $1.99. get that right now, man. You can keep us on wherever you go. Let's go. Yacht of the King Radio. I always gotta keep my praise unique. I'm out.
I always gotta keep my praise unique, cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
I'm Miss Cole.
And I'm Don Christian.
On Yada Da King Radio.
Yada Da King Radio is now
in Cleveland, Ohio. And you can catch us on
WOGS 103.9 FM.
Mondays and Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Get it in with us
as we interview the best
in the gospel urban community.
If you miss the show,
visit yadadaking.com
for the latest episode on Yada Da King Radio.
I always gotta keep my praise.
Yada Da King Radio.
Yada the King Radio just made it happen, and you can catch us now on the new GospelNW.com, your internet gospel music station, every Friday at 9 p.m. You don't want to miss us as we get it in with some of the best in gospel urban music.
What is Yada the King?
Yada the King Radio is banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life. Yes, Yada the King Radio, now on GospelNW.com.